Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, hey, friends. This sale's for you. The DSW Friends and Family event is on. DSW VIP members get 25% off almost everything in stores and online for a limited time. Don't miss out. This only happens twice a year. Not a VIP? You're still family to us. Join for free to get in on the savings. Plus, VIPs always get free shipping on anything. Save on must-own shoes today when you shop the DSW Friends and Family event at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hour two of the Gabe Kuhn Show is here, and of course, it is always presented by the Memphis Showboats. Get your tickets now to see the Showboats at Simmons Bank Liberty Stadium, UFL.com, or call 901-341-7008. UFL.com or call 901-341-7008. You see the win, by the way, this weekend? How about it? 24-22?
I did. I can't
over the
wait.
Old San Antonio Brahmas. Can't wait to talk to Jim on Wednesday.
Big Jim. Can't wait.
Yeah. Jim's fun, man. I love Jim. Love Jim. But I also love David Cobb on X at David W. Cobb, college basketball, college football writer for CBS Sports. David, how are you doing, brother?
Hey, what's up, man? I got to go out on the lake a little bit this weekend. I got a haircut today. Holler at me after the show. I got some stuff to talk to you about. But no, it's been a good weekend. Hey, this is my last week of paternity leave,
okay.
So got to soak that up. Come next week, you know. We'll actually have some articles that I've written so that, you know, at some point. So hey, then we can talk about those. But
What lake were you on this weekend?
So we were over in East Tennessee. It's like Melton Hill Lake, I think is what it's called.
Yeah, I was out on Pickwick this past weekend.
Okay.
Yeah, I didn't know if we were going to like cross if we had a chance to cross paths and we screwed that up.
I love Pickwick. Yeah, that would have been hilarious. But no, Pickwick's fantastic because, you know, grew up going to Pickwick and. Just a fun area. I like that area.
Did I tell you before the weekend what the plan was, though, for our, you know, we have a longtime friend. It was her 30th birthday, and they planned this. They planned this whole, birthday weekend extravaganza at Pickwick, and it was a good time. Don't get it twisted. But they tried to do a beer Olympics in there, throw a beer Olympics for us, 30-plusers now. You know, I'm like, by Saturday after we got off the boat, we were on the boat from, I think, noon to 6. We were supposed to continue and finish the beer Olympics that night. Everybody just yawned almost simultaneously as soon as they ate dinner. And I think everybody was in bed by 10 p.m. Nearly everybody.
Hey, all right, we're too old for this. Your boy Trevor, he's on this golf trip I'm going on in a couple weeks. I don't know if he was.
Heck
was he
yeah.
a part of that?
Oh, no, he was okay. He was not there this weekend. He's not there this
okay.
weekend. Right. Well, he's got a little one at home. He's got a little one at home, our guy Trev.
Yeah.
Younger than ours.
Yeah, man. Well, congratulations. It's crazy. You know, the good thing is like we were able to leave the baby with a grandma. So Sarah and I were able to just, you know, kind of relax a little bit, which is fun. You appreciate that, don't you? Like when you,
oh god,
like,
yeah.
I know you've got it, like because you're you know your wife's family is there in town, right? So
yeah.
Like that's clutch.
Mother-in-law lives 2 miles away from the house.
Right. For some people, that might not be ideal, but like when you have a little one, man, that comes in handy.
Yeah. I mean, I don't want my mother-in-law stopping by, and she may be listening right now. Shout out. I don't want her stopping by the house like every 5 seconds, but she doesn't do that. She just comes by, takes care of Myers, and we're on our way. So it's beautiful.
Yeah, that's
it's awesome.
Fantastic.
She's the greatest. She's the absolute
By the way, I'll be around a lot next week. I might come holler at you in studio. I'm gonna be in and out of town a good bit these next couple
weeks. Well, you know, we have cameras in here too. We can record our segment. So we can get hot takey and, you know, post it on socials these days.
Let's do that. We can do it. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. All right. So, look at you guys moving up in the world.
Yeah. Little by little, man. Little by little. did you watch a bunch of golf this weekend? Was that the plan? I know going into the weekend you were hyped up about the PGA championship. Scottie Scheffler gets another one.
You know, had Rahm really made it competitive down the stretch, I would have been like, get this boat to the house. Like, I got to see the end. But I was following it on my phone, and it's, you know what, Scotty, like, once Rahm kind of fell apart, Bryson sort of fell apart, it was like, well, he's going to cakewalk to this major here. So, oddly enough, like, I didn't make it a huge priority. I mean, I watched a lot on Thursday and Friday, but then we left town, so I was, like, just following it on my phone. And, you know, I'll be dialed in for the U.S. Open and British Open and stuff, but a rare Sunday afternoon of a major that I was not parked on the couch in front of the TV.
All right, holler at me about Scottie Scheffler, and I know we're doing legacy talk. We usually reserve that for NBA discussions, but two Masters and a PGA Championship win before turning 30. He joined a club with Tiger Woods and Jack Nicklaus in it. Like, if we're projecting, because he's 29 or 28 now, if we're projecting where he'll be by the end of his career, like, easily top 7, top 10 guy. I mean, right now we can't really do that. He hadn't accomplished enough, but the pace this guy has been on, absolutely insane. I know the PGA Tour deleted the tweet, but because they were playing in North Carolina, they said that Scottie Scheffler, since 2022, had 15 wins, and the Carolina Panthers have only had 14. They ended up deleting it. They didn't want to take the slingshot, but that is a crazy statistic.
Oh, it is crazy. Also, like, I kind of think it's funny how we selectively use statistics, and it's not just in golf, it's in every sport, but we're comparing Scottie exclusively to Tiger and to Jack. And I get it. There's all these statistics to back it up, but it's like, hello, like a month ago, Rory McIlroy just completed the career Grand Slam.
Right.
I mean, we can't just leapfrog Scottie over Rory just because he's won X amount of events in a certain time frame. Like, I get it. If you're looking at that specific criteria, yeah, he's in a league with those two and those two only. But, I mean, he still has two more major victories to accrue before what I perceive, what I believe to be the ultimate crowning achievement of a golfer's legacy is if you're able to complete the career Grand Slam. And Scottie's well on his way, but we saw with Rory, we see it with Spieth, how difficult it is to actually achieve that. And so he's halfway there. But now he's still got to win the U.S. Open. He's still got to win the British Open. He's totally capable of doing that. But, man, we sure thought Spieth would have done it by now. We sure thought that Rory would have done it quicker than he did. So, you know, let's let it play out. We're so quick in this era to try to find the next Tiger. And really, I believe golf is better now than it has been since Tiger's heyday. Because we went through a purgatory there, man, where it was rough. Like, when Tiger was out of his prime and we were looking for that next superstar and Phil was, you know, not as great as he had been. And, man, it was like, Lucas Glover, Jason Duffner, like, you know, yeah. I mean, come on. Like, no disrespect, but, like, when Keegan Bradley and Luke Donald are your superstars, like, there's something wrong. And now we're in a place where you got Scottie, you got Rory, you got Rahm. I mean, DeChambeau, if the tours come back together, boy, golf will be in a fantastic spot. And, you know, Scottie's a huge part of that. But, like, you know, I'm not ready, though, to say that he's the next Tiger or Jack. To me, it's like you got to complete the career Grand Slam. That's how you get in that conversation.
Did you view it as a good weekend for LIV Golf? Joaquin Niemann, Bryson DeChambeau, John Rahm were all in the hunt on Saturday and Sunday, and they actually are the top three guys in LIV Golf right now. And I know we've had a lot of discussions, or other people have had a lot of discussions about John Rahm and how he's fallen off the face of the earth. And I know the last three holes he fell off the face of the earth. Bogeyed and then two doubles to end his round? That was rough. But did you view, even though it was a five-stroke win by Scottie Scheffler, did you think LIV, you know, made some noise, made a little bit of headway?
This week and over the last year and a half or so in general, I think it's been really good for LIV because you've had Bryson DeChambeau play really, really, really well. I mean, he's kind of carried the banner. And his whole image has been remade because of his social media presence and how he's able to change the narrative on his career now. And so you can't have a superstar that everybody hates, but everybody doesn't hate him anymore. I mean, he's kind of turned into one of the more likable players, especially among the under 30 crowd, because he's so active on YouTube and stuff. So just in general, you know, this week and beyond, he's been great for Liv. And then what happened is, I don't know if this merger is ever going to come together, but because the PGA Tour was willing to say, we'll talk about it, what happened is Liv got legitimized by that. Because even if they never come together now, Liv can say, well, you see, the PGA Tour finally bent the knee to us. Why don't you give us a TV contract? Why don't you acknowledge us in a bigger way now? And I mean, I still honestly don't watch a ton of Liv. It's hard to find. But I mean, they have been legitimized. There's no doubt. And this idea that the guys who are going to go out there and play wouldn't be competitive because they're only playing three rounds and there's no cut and all this. I mean, I don't think there's a whole lot of truth to that, because I mean, clearly with Bryson and with some of these other guys, the level of play is still really high. Rahm's the one. He's the one that's fallen off. And, you know, there's a lot of layers there. But, man, if he gets it rolling, then it's like a legitimate, you know, which is the better tour situation. Because then if you have Rahm and DeChambeau up there with Scotty and Rory, then, I mean, you got a really good battle.
Yeah, but I want to leave you with this stat, and leave all of my listeners with this stat. Scotty, since January 1st of 2022, he's had three major championships, only three miscuts. So I think those are good numbers. Those are good numbers.
Dang consistent.
A great hashtag analysis by me right there. Now to the NBA, we have our final four. Three of these teams have not won a championship. The other one has won two, but the last one was in 1973 in the New York Knicks. How do you view the NBA's parity? Do you view it as a good thing? Because the NBA office, Adam Silver with this new CBA, I'm sure they view this as the CBA is working. This is a great thing. We've been searching for this parity for a long time. We don't like to see the same teams winning championships year over year over year. But also, I look at it, and I look back to the stars that we're phasing out right now, Kevin Durant, Steph Curry, LeBron James. You look back to the 90s with Michael Jordan and, you know, the dynastic runs we've seen in the past. I do think that that does help the NBA and their superstar power, their marketability. So, like, how do you view the parity that we're seeing? This will be the seventh different champion in as many years in the National Basketball Association.
Well, I love it. I appreciate it. And I view it from the prism, just like the first thing you thought of when Dallas won the draft lottery was, things just got harder for the Grizzlies. You know, when I think about the parity, I think of, look, three of the final four are relatively small markets. I mean, I don't know how you classify Minnesota, but I mean, Indianapolis and Oklahoma City are definitely small market. And, you know, I mean, then you got the Knicks in there, and that's good that you still have a huge market as well. But, you know, in an era where it feels like Major League Baseball is just who has the biggest payroll, the National Basketball Association is not that. It's the opposite of that. It's a league in which Milwaukee can win a title. It's a league in which Oklahoma City is the betting favorite to win it all. So I think that's fantastic, because what it portends for Memphis in the MLB, Memphis-sized market. I mean, you know, you got your Tampa Bay Rays or your Miami Marlins, who you hope can creep up every now and then, but then they lose everybody. You know, it's like, all right, like Memphis can retain a Ja Morant, a Jaren Jackson Jr. Oklahoma City can build from within and retain a certain amount of their star power and so on. So, I mean, I think it's a good thing. I don't know, TV ratings, whatever. If that's your gold standard and the only thing you care about, then sure. I mean, Lakers versus Warriors would be a better Western Conference Finals. Knicks versus Heat would be a better Eastern Conference Finals. But, like, that doesn't matter to me as much.
Right.
So I think it's fantastic.
But I do get a kick out of just writ large looking at, like, North American sports, whether it's college football or NFL. We always talk about wanting parity. But, you know, the TV ratings don't show that. You know what I mean? Like, they generally do not show that we as a society enjoy parity as much as we say we do. Now, us sports heads that watch every single game, sure. But, like, the casual fan gets more involved when there's less parity, when there's better matchups.
Long-term health. Like, think about it from a situation of, long-term health of the league, long-term health of an organization. Like, you need to retain the interest of your less valuable customers. Let's call it that. Like, you know, you can't sustain a business solely on the backs of your wealthy customers, which is, you know, what we try to do in sports sometimes. But then, you know, that's one concern I have about college football. If we move into a super league, I'm sure the ratings will still be good, but then you start to lose some of the fabric of the sport. If Wake Forest isn't at the table, and if Texas you know, Texas Tech is not really up to table, which they are. I mean, they're spending a crap ton on NIL, right. But you get my point, right? Like, the fabric of the sport a little bit breaks down. Like, I don't know. I view Mississippi State as like a beautiful member of the SEC, even though they're, you know, way behind in football right now. And it's like, I don't want to move into a world where the less shiny are obsolete. And that's one of my concerns with college sports, especially on the basketball side, because if the NCAA tournament just evolves into a power conference invitational, then we lose the whole soul of the sport. And I don't know what the financial price tag on that is, but like, you know, I mean, I think you see it a little bit already with some of the discourse coming out of this year's NCAA tournament, the death of Cinderella and all this, and you know, that really worries people, and I think with good reason.
Yeah. All right. Now, getting back to the NBA, me and Connor had an interesting conversation off the top of the show that I was thinking about as I sort of looked. We're going to have a seventh different champion in 7 years. You only have two combined championships between the four teams that ultimately have a chance to win a championship. As we look at the CBA and the parity that's been created, one championship, as opposed to the LeBron James 4, the Michael Jordan 6, and the Kobe Bryant 5, and the Bill Russell 11, how much does one championship, how much more is it weighted in today's day and age in the NBA?
Well, I think there's a couple different ways to look at that. Like, if you were able to rise up and take down the Jordan-era Bulls, then, I mean, wow, that's a crowning achievement, a huge part of your legacy, right? In this era, it's like, if you can just get one. So it's like, you know, and this year, maybe we got to judge LeBron a little differently in terms of his total number of championships versus the way we judged Michael in the 90s era Bulls. I don't know. I mean, there's maybe a debate to be had there, but it's kind of I think for a lot of players, still the crowning achievement. Like you see him rag on Barkley all the time in the studio. Cause Shaq has however many titles Shaq has. And I think Kenny won. I think he won a college national title as well, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah. And you know, and it's like it's a dig at Barkley that he doesn't have one. I think in terms of who was it recently? Oh gosh, it was an NFL quarterback. It was Cam Newton. It was like, I'd rather have MVP than Super Bowl.
Yeah, right.
You know, I think that's the exception. I think most superstar athletes, you know, of course they want to win MVP. Of course that's meaningful, but like, you know, they would prefer to have a title, to have a ring over the individual accolades.
Yeah, the reason I bring that question up, it's just so hard now with the harsh penalties of the CBA to really keep a team together. You almost get, David, you almost get punished. Like, it's so oppressive to the point where if you are great and if you have a lot of good players on big contracts, you get punished year over year for being good and paying your players, which is, it's not a common theme throughout North American sports or really the NBA's history.
Well, you mean basically like, all right, we got to pay Jaren Jackson Jr.
Sure.
So much on this potential supermax.
Correct, but then we're going to have no flexibility and all this stuff.
Right. Yeah, that's fair. I mean, but look at Giannis in Milwaukee. I mean, they were able to keep Chris Middleton and put Damian Lillard next to Giannis. I mean, in theory, that should have worked. In practicality, it didn't for a variety of reasons, but I mean, it's doable. It's just you got to be so good on the margins, which the Grizzlies actually are, I think, pretty good at identifying draft capital, valuable UDFAs, finding a diamond in the rough like a Scottie Pippen Jr. It's just, I mean, they've had some swings and misses in the 10 to 30 range here in the draft as of late. Pretty good on the margins. I mean, but not as good, where the money is made.
All right. Now, we've had a running conversation about quarterbacks in college football heading into the 25-26 season. I saw Joel Klatt, and I like Joel Klatt a whole lot at Fox Sports, and he put out a top 10 college football quarterback list. I'll go through that really quick. Cade Klubnik at 1, Arch Manning 2, John Mateer 3, Sam Levitt 4, Drew Aller 5, Garrett Nussmeier 6, DJ Lagway 7, Lenora Sellers 8, 9, Luke Altmyer, and then he put Carson Beck at number 10, sort of betting on a resurgence and an easier conference and getting some talent around him at Miami. If I asked you straight up, and I know I'm putting you on the spot, who you think the best quarterback in college football is next year, who would you tell me?
I would probably go with Arch. I mean, I've seen enough of Cade Klubnik to know what he is. I mean, he's good, but he's not great. The talent around him, I don't think is – is good enough to elevate him. Like, he's not the type of player who goes out and single-handedly makes an average offense elite, because right. if he was, he would have done it by now. You know, he's a good player. He's a safe pick because he's no worse than sixth or seventh.
And he's one of the few guys who has a hell of a lot of experience and has won 10 games, been in the college football playoff.
Yeah, right. But I'm more prone to take a gamble on an Arch or even on a DJ Lagway, who I kept waiting to hear where he was on class list. I was like, when's he going to get to Lagway? I mean, you know, the guy showed a good bit as a freshman last season. Florida won some games down the stretch. I kind of feel like we undervalue and forget about how good Florida was the last month of the season and some of the promise they have with him at QB and the blessing in disguise it may have been that Graham Mertz's injury sort of forced him into fire before he would maybe have gotten a lot of playing time otherwise. And so, you know, I'm more prone to take a chance on one of those guys right now because, you know, I don't know that this 2025 like quarterback class in college football, I don't know that it's as elite as maybe some of the classes have been in years past. I mean, so I don't know. I think one of those younger players has a real chance to rise up. And another one I'll give you to keep an eye on. You mentioned him on that list. I forget where he was, but boy, John Mateer was really good at right. Washington State, and a guy that not a lot of people saw a ton of. I mean, myself included. I watched enough to know he's good, but I wasn't dialed into a Washington State team that was playing without a conference. So, you know, how good can he be at Oklahoma? He could be a total game changer for that program because they really thought Jackson Arnold was going to be that. He wasn't ready to be that. Now he's at Auburn, and John Mateer, they're bringing him in and kind of offing themselves with Jackson Arnold because they think Mateer could be that guy. So, I mean, he could be a total game changer as well.
Do you see that? Could that potentially go the other way, though? Because Washington State, that was the first year without the Pac-12. You're playing a bunch of Mountain West teams. It was a completely different set of circumstances, you know, talking about like a Washington State transfer. Cam Ward was playing a different Pac-12 than John Mateer was playing. So, like, could you see that swinging the other way to a certain extent?
Yeah, I mean, but I would even go back further on Cam Ward and think, oh, I mean, who would have known that when he was coming from Incarnate Word that right. he would go and ball out at Washington State and what that season was a really good Pac-12 the way he did, you know? So if you can play, you can play. I think he can play. The rest of the like, for example, the offensive line at Oklahoma, which historically has been really strong under Bill Biedenball, their offensive line coach, yep. took a big step back last year. I mean, had they been among the better offensive lines in the SEC, maybe we're talking differently about Jackson Arnold right now. So, I mean, is John Mateer a good enough player to overcome deficiencies on an offensive line? I think so. I think, you know, Cam Ward was that type of player as well. I think John Mateer could be that type of player. But those to me are the types of guys who are the difference makers in college football. It's like if you're good enough to overcome the deficiencies of the other units around you, then that's right. when you're special. That's when you can elevate, you know, the level of your team and your program. You know, Tennessee thought they had a guy like that in Nico. You watch him last season, not so much. And now they've got a guy in there, Joey Aguilar, who, man, I think everybody else around him has got to be really good for that to work because you saw he threw a lot of interceptions.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews. All on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
To the App State last year, the offensive line play fell off. So to me, I don't think he is a player that's good enough to help his team overcome those sort of deficiencies. But I think DJ Lagway certainly is. I think Arch Manning certainly is. And the reason why I might have Arch at number one is, one, I think he's a good enough player to overcome the deficiencies around him. And two, I don't know that there's going to be a lot of deficiencies around him at Texas. So he could very well end up being the number one quarterback by the end of September.
Now, on that Joel Klatt list, I don't know if you noticed it, but it's sort of one of these things is not like the others. At nine, he did have Luke Altmyer. I know people will look at that and be like, oh, my God, Illinois. They've been really good. They've been a good team, a top-half team in the Big Ten under Brett Bielema. And I will say this. I know that, like, Ole Miss, he got recruited over and never really had a puncher's shot at really thriving there under Lane Kiffin. But he has carved himself out a pretty decent role there at Illinois. Last year, I mean, 22 TDs, 6 interceptions, ran the ball really well, was pretty efficient with his passing. Luke Altmyer is a damn good player. I didn't mind Joel Klatt throwing him on this list.
But it's kind of like a poor man's Cade Klubnik, like a safe pick,
sure.
Like a veteran player who – you know what you're going to get. I mean, it might be 3,000 yards, right? I mean, nothing to scoff at for sure. I think to a certain extent, Illinois is going to be hamstrung by the fact that they don't run some wide open, sling it around 40 times a game, typically type of offense.
Yeah.
It's Brett Bielema. You know, it's beef and, you know, and he's not as maybe run-oriented as he was at Wisconsin back in the day. But, you know, it's going to be hard to get in the Heisman conversation as a quarterback at Illinois. But that's a team to watch. I mean, they're a team that could be a dark horse, sleeper sort of playoff contender. And when our coach rankings come out here in the next week or so, I mean, you're going to see Brett Bielema a little bit higher than I think he has been in the past.
Yeah, for sure. Honestly, I still stand by this. I think one of the worst moves he ever made was going to Arkansas. He's a Big Ten coach through and through.
He is.
I mean, he did great at Wisconsin, got back to the Big Ten, even at Illinois, where you don't have a whole bunch of resources, and is still succeeding. Runs, you know, sometimes you'll see all 11 guys on the line, you know, in line, and you'll see the I formation a little bit more, but it works for him. It really does, especially
in
the Big Ten.
Give him five tight ends, man. Give him five tight ends, and he will make something of that.
For sure. Well, David, I appreciate it, man. We'll talk again on Wednesday.
All right, man. Sounds good.
Yes, sir. He's David Cobb at David W. Cobb on X, college basketball, college football writer for CBS Sports. And he's brought to you by Oxbow. And Oxbow is loaded up this summer with fresh gear for guys who don't sit still. Go get some Poncho, their best-selling fishing apparel line built for the wild and made for those who chase adventure. And mark your calendars. Coming up this weekend, we're going to have an event. May 23rd and 24th, they're teaming up with Milwaukee Boot Company for a two-day event celebrating rugged craftsmanship and boots that don't quit. Then, the following weekend, at the end of May, 29th and 30th, go to their Mizzen and Main Trunk Show featuring giveaways and warm weather staples built for comfort and style. And then in time for the Laker Beach, like David and I. David was on the lake this weekend. I was on the lake this weekend. And I had to have a cooler out there. So they have the latest drops of Yeti. They have a bunch of coolers you can choose from. And when you buy a cooler at Oxbow, they throw in free ice for life. Free ice for life at their ice machine. You don't have to go to the grocery store or the gas station to go pay for ice. You can go straight to Oxbow if you're in town. Show them that you bought your cooler there, and they will take care of you for free. Fill up that cooler with a bunch of ice. Oxbow is anchored in Memphis. You can find them at 964 June Road, right off Poplar on June Road behind the Amoco station, or find them online at shopoxbow.com. That's shopoxbeau.com. Now, we have a little bit of NFL news. We have an extension for a really good defensive player in the NFL, and an extension for a Super Bowl winning head coach. All that next. While NFL owners meet for NFL spring meetings, we do have a couple of contract extensions, one for a great player, one for a great coach, that have hit the news today. I'm going to start with the 49ers, the San Francisco 49ers, who last week on Friday paid Brock Purdy 5 years, $265 million. He's now seventh in an average annual evaluation at $53 million per year. That's where he is among all quarterbacks in the National Football League. Today, they end up signing their four-time first-team All-Pro linebacker Fred Warner to a three-year, $63 million contract that includes $56 million in guaranteed money. It's the second time in a seven-year NFL career that Warner has landed a contract that makes him the league's highest-paid linebacker. And listen, as opposed to what we saw last week, and to a certain extent, Brock Purdy getting the money he did makes sense. He has outperformed the first contract he had as the Mr. Irrelevant last overall pick in the NFL draft by a landslide, and he deserved a fair amount of money. There are some contracts that just make sense through and through, and you can't say anything to complain about them. I know he's the highest paid linebacker in the league, but he also is the best linebacker in the league, and I don't think there's a lot of people in the NFL that would argue with that. And considering Dre Greenlaw leaving this offseason, going elsewhere, they needed to lock up a linebacker in that room to be a veteran leader and to be sort of the stalwart on that defensive side of the ball. But when you look at Fred Warner's entire career, he has yet to, in a seven-year NFL career, have less than 118 tackles. And I think the most impressive thing about him, on top of the Pro Bowls and the four-time first-team All-Pro selections that he's gotten, this is a stat that you don't see a lot for linebackers that play in the box. He has yet to miss a regular season game. First 4 years of his career, when it was 16 games, played all 16 every year. Last 3 years, since it's been 17 games, has played all 17 games. When you have someone who is as consistent and available as Fred Warner with the production he puts out every year, there are just some contracts you have to give out, and this feels like that. Now, when we look at what the 49ers have done this offseason, they have spent a lot of money, Connor, and I don't know how this is going to age for them. It's really tough to consistently stay in a championship window when you're paying this type of money. We know Nick Bosa is at the top of the list when it comes to edge rushers in the entire National Football League with the amount of money he's gotten. But just this offseason, this last month really, 5 years, $265 million to Brock Purdy, 3 years, $63 million to Fred Warner, highest paid linebacker. George Kittle, 4 years, $76.4 million, highest paid tight end. And then they had Trent Williams last offseason, Nick Bosa last offseason, Brandon Ayuk. They have doled out a lot of money. I don't know what this is going to mean for their window. They're going to have to all stay healthy, but they are at least putting their money where their mouth is. There's no doubt about it. And on top of the extensions they've had the last month, let's think about the value John Lynch and Kyle Shanahan found these guys at in the NFL draft. Brock Purdy was Mr. Irrelevant, last pick in the draft. Fred Warner was a third-round pick, and George Kittle was a fifth-round pick. I know I don't necessarily believe in this 49ers team going into next year. I think there are better teams in the NFC West. I think there are better teams in the NFC. Don't really give them a massive shot to win a Super Bowl going into the future. But in the end of the day, it does sort of show they are a well-run franchise, and they have done that since John Lynch and Kyle Shanahan have been heading it up.
Do you expect them to be better than the 6-11 they were last year?
Yeah, I do. Brandon Ayuk's got to get back on the field. Trent Williams is going to have to be healthy. George Kittle's going to have to be healthy. But as long as you get those guys for more than half a season, I think you'll have more than 6 wins. They're still a talented team, a talented bunch. They brought in Mykel Williams to be the other D end opposite of Nick Bosa. They have a good roster. It's just got to stay intact and stay healthy. But that is a risk you run when you continue to extend guys that have been there for years and years and years. I mean, Trent Williams is going on 37 years of age. Fred Warner's about to be 30 soon. George Kittle, I think, has already crossed that plateau. Like, you just, you, you, the more you grow old with a team, the more you keep these guys on contract and give them extensions, the older they get. And when they get older, injuries start to happen and it starts to blow up in front of your face. I don't think that'll be the case next year. I think they'll have more than six wins, but it's all injury based. Because I don't think they should have had six wins last year, just looking at the roster they had. It just, you know, some things happen that are out of your control. It's football, injuries happen.
Do you think their championship window has closed?
I do for now. They could prove me wrong, but I do. I don't think you can pay a quarterback like Brock Purdy, who I think's good but not great, doesn't have the physical tools. He needs people around him to lift him up. He's not going to do that the other way around. He doesn't really lift up his you know, pieces, the Pro Bowl pieces of George Kittle and Brandon Ayuk and Debo Samuel, who's obviously with the Commanders now. I think they've done a better job of lifting him up than he's done of lifting them up. So I don't think you can pay a guy like that top 10 money and continue to stay in a championship window. But again, I could be eating crow. You know, that happens. That happens in our business. Also, today we did get an extension announcement from the Eagles. The Eagles have extended Nick Sirianni. Multi-year. He won his Super Bowl, and now he's a legend in Philly, and he gets the stamp of approval from everybody in that city, from Howie Roseman, from Jeff Lurie, all those guys that are higher-ups in the Eagles organization. I got to be honest. Mid-year last year, and certainly 2 years ago, as they were completely imploding from the inside out, looking at the view of Nick Sirianni, whether it was in the general public or in that Eagles organization, compared to what it is now, he's done a complete 180. I think people really do respect him as a head coach where they did not before. He has shown, yeah, Howie Roseman gives him a lot of talent. Gives him a good roster to work with, but he has shown he can get over top and go win a Super Bowl with it. And I think people have given him the respect he has deserved. Now he gets the respect he deserves from in that franchise. But here's a stat that is very, very little known. Best win-loss by a head coach win percentage in the history of the NFL. He's top five. He is right behind Ray Flaherty, John Madden, Vince Lombardi, and Guy Chamberlain. He's 54-23 since he's taken over as the Eagles head coach. That is a 701 win percentage. He has won 70.1% of the time as the head coach of the Philadelphia Eagles. This is a more than deserving contract extension, and it just, again, sort of like the Fred Warner thing, it makes sense. It makes sense.
It's just wild that, what was it, after week four or five last season?
Real conversations about him being fired. Yeah.
Were happening.
Yeah. But he figured it out. They turned it around. Won a Super Bowl, and can't take that back. That is on his resume for the rest of his career.
I will say he is a good fit for a Philadelphia team.
Yeah.
Loves to talk some mess.
I wish he'd shut up sometimes, to be fair.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's kind of that's the city of Philly. That's citizen to citizen. That is the people that live in Philly. To be fair. Yeah, I get what you mean. That's a good point. That's a good thing to point out. All right, now we need to go ahead and get to small talk. And in small talk, I want to get to some NBA news. Over the weekend, while just dozens of trade rumors and proposed trades are out there about Giannis Antetokounmpo, and in pure Giannis fashion, he decided to do a Q&A on X. We'll get to some of his questions and then the answers he gave. And Small Talk is brought to you by Conway Services, reputable service available 7 days a week. Now, amid all the trade talks and trade rumors in the world, Giannis Antetokounmpo is trying to be funny. Some people can view him as corny all you want, but at the same time, it just feels like he's a happy-go-lucky human being. We've seen that in press conferences and with the way he acts on the floor time and time again. But while all this stuff is going on and all these serious conversations are being had about if he's going to be in Milwaukee or if he's going to be elsewhere this offseason, he did a question and answer for the first time in his career on X, on Twitter. And some of these questions were hilarious. Now, he got some obvious ones, like just some regular ones. What's your record time changing a diaper with all of his kids? He said 34 seconds. I can tell him that's really good. Those are good numbers. That's really good numbers. But he's got experience. I think he's got three now, three in like a seven-year period. It's pretty quick. He was asked his greatest point guard of all time. He put Magic and Steph or Isaiah Thomas. I do think Isaiah Thomas, there's a little erasure going on when we talk about the best point guards of all time. Isaiah Thomas certainly has a conversation. He's worth the conversation there. He was asked his all-time starting five. Steph, MJ, Kobe, KD, Bron. Okay, I can deal with that. Why don't you put yourself in there, though? I like to see that confidence from a player. I want to see you put yourself in there, but I guess he's trying to be realistic. He said the funniest guy on the Bucks, Bobby Portis. I could see that. I could absolutely see that. Here's where it got interesting, though. Out of all the cities he's ever been to, which city made you happiest to be there, not counting your hometown? He said Florida City. So he likes to be in the state of Florida. Now, there's also some rumors about him loving New York. We'll talk about that in just a moment with Eddie Gonzalez. That'll be fun to discuss. But then we got to sort of the Grizzlies portion of this. Is that fair to sort of term it as the Grizzlies portion of this?
Sure.
There's a mention of Zach Edey. We'll get to that in a second. He's asked, what is his favorite color? And he said sky blue. Now, to my knowledge, I don't know if the secondary color of the Grizzlies is sky blue. We're going to have to go look that up. It may be a different type of blue. There's a lot of different types of blue. I'm not familiar with all of them. But I would say the secondary or that third color, I think that's sky blue, at least close. Sky blue adjacent, if you will, right? So maybe we could get Giannis to want to come wear some sky blue in Memphis. Is that possible? Or are we just completely throwing that out the window?
I think we're a little delusional, but hey, hey man, it's the
didn't
sun.
You have a buddy texted you when the sky
did.
Blue tweet came out?
I had a friend send me a text over the weekend. And he was losing his mind over it, basically saying, "This is a
Giannis
sign
to the Grizzlies.
Yeah, this is a sign that he is coming to Memphis." I'm trying to find the actual name of that color.
Blue, basically.
Chetwood blue is one that I saw.
Chetwood?
And then otherwise, it's like referred to as Grizzlies blue.
Chetwood blue.
Chet what? Wode?
Chetwood.
Chetwood.
Screw that. It's sky blue. I'm tired. There's too many names for too many different shades. Can we simplify this to a certain extent? You ever go into the paint section at Home Depot? It's
so
ridiculous.
I found other cadet blue.
Okay. No sky blue, though. Don't make
light
sky
blue.
Blue.
It's referred to as light blue.
That's the layman's term. That's the non-scientific term for that shade of blue. It's sky blue to me. It's close enough. You have navy, and then you have sky blue. Now here's the other interesting one that everybody was talking about. I heard Jeff make mention of it this morning. He was asked, "You and four other current NBA players have to fight a silverback gorilla, life or death situation in the middle of the jungle, no weapons. He gets to pick four other players besides himself." So obviously he's there. Steven Adams, good. Ivica Zubats, I mean, size and physicality, I can give you that. That's fine. He picked Jokic. I don't know. I need a little bit more, you know, physicality in the way of like muscle bound. I need someone with a little more strength and probably a little more speed. But here's the fifth guy he picked. Zach Edey. He put Zach Edey in there. How do you think about his starting five? Giannis Antetokounmpo, Steven Adams, Ivica Zubat, Zach Edey, Nikola Jokic taking down a silverback gorilla.
I feel pretty good about it. I actually think Jokic should be in there.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, hey, friends. This sale's for you. The DSW Friends and Family event is on. DSW VIP members get 25% off almost everything in stores and online for a limited time. Don't miss out. This only happens twice a year. Not a VIP? You're still family to us. Join for free to get in on the savings. Plus, VIPs always get free shipping on anything. Save on must-own shoes today when you shop the DSW Friends and Family event at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Really? Why?
Yeah.
Do you have a reason?
He feels like somebody that could fight a bear.
Okay. All right.
I think he needs to be in there. And I'm trying to look through
Zach
teams
Edey
right
makes
now.
Sense. I'm glad he mentioned Zach Edey.
I think Isaiah it's Stewart could probably get some run.
Here's my one complaint about his list. He went for size and strength, clearly. And I respect that part of it. I think he need to have some more speed mixed in there. The only form of speed we really have there is Giannis himself. You need a little bit more speed, a little bit more athleticism within that starting five to take down a silverback. Right? Is that fair?
I think that's fair.
It's just not – you got a bunch of big
– It is interesting, though, like just looking through the teams, there's not a ton of giant bruisers in the NBA that you'd be like, yeah, that guy can fight a bear. I think that's a pretty good list he has. Isaiah Stewart is one that I think needs some consideration. But otherwise, I think
we throw a Jalen Duren in there.
No, I don't think he's big. Duren's like muscular, but I don't think he's big enough. Okay, he is a little undersized as a center.
Okay, is he?
I would rather have Isaiah Stewart than because you need because
you Stewart's need, you need got attitude.
The, you got you need to take on a bear. You need some crazy.
Well, could you put Draymond Green in there then if you want some crazy?
Honestly,
I've seen him throw a punch.
He would kick him in the balls. Yeah, you need somebody to fight dirty. He'd go for the eyes and the balls.
There's no
which
doubt.
We established a few weeks ago, the strategy would be fight dirty. So maybe Draymond should be in there.
All right, enough of this. Let's actually talk about where Giannis may end up this offseason. We bring on Eddie Gonzalez next.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.